Dr. Sheldon Jacobson, a professor in computing science at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, the founder of the Bracket Todds website. Bracket Odds website, John. The science, technology, engineering, and mathematics learning lab at the university. BracketOdds.cs.illinois.edu. I'll give you that again in a minute. Sheldon's been on with us before. Dr. Jacobson, welcome back. You're on WGN.
It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
So just tell me about your expertise, not just in bracketology, but in general. So you're a professor in computer science. How do you apply that, and to what do you generally apply it?
Well, my expertise is in risk-based decision-making. So, for example, I've done a lot of work on airport security. I contributed to the design of TSA PreCheck. So if you have TSA PreCheck, it has its genesis, its roots at the University of Illinois.
What do you think about airport security right now?
Well, it doesn't have leaders. The system is meandering along. I'm a firm believer that we need to have the appropriate leadership to ensure that the system continues to stay ahead of the bad actors. So for the most part, it's fine. But moving forward, we have to continue to evolve and develop technologies that, in essence, stay ahead of these bad actors.
This is a tangent, and I'll just ask you one more question about it. Do you think AI can replace the sort of analytical work that you ask computers to do? Maybe we don't even need you. We'll just say, hey, AI, tell me what's the best way for airport security, and that would magically appear. What do you think about turning some of those decisions over to AI?
Nothing wrong with turning the decisions over, but ultimately it's people, it's human beings that have to make those decisions and implement whatever the consequences are of them. So I'm very optimistic and bullish on AI. At the same time, I'm bullish on people.
Talk to me about the brackets then for the NCAA Buckleball Tournament here. What methodologies, or just in general, what sort of thing are you asking the computer to do, or what are you doing?
Well, we asked the computer, how do you fill out a bracket to intelligently minimize your risk? It's a very simple question. It's not asking who's going to win every game, because nobody knows who's going to win every game. The games are played on the court, not on a computer. So we say, what's the best strategy for filling out a bracket so that your risk is minimized? And there is actually an answer. And we've done a tremendous amount of research to uncover that. And the answer is, do it backwards. Fill out your final four first, or your Elite Eight. Either of those work just as well. And then fill the bracket around those teams that you put in. And what you'll find is you're going to come up with a more sensible bracket. You're not going to have as many upsets. You're going to have a bracket that will score better. You still have to decide who you want in your Final Four or your Elite Eight. But after that, the technology will enable you to come up with a reasonable bracket.
In essence, will I end up just going with the favorites then?
Never. Never. You're more likely to have a Final Four with no number one seeds than to have four number one seeds. And we've only had one time in the last 39 tournaments all four number ones reach it there and be in the Final Four. We typically have one or two number ones reaching the Final Four. But you say, how could Florida lose? How can Duke lose? One of them, two of them, or maybe three of them are going to lose before we get to the Final Four.
I'll bet you Donut Duke is in the Final Four. They look good even without Cooper Flag.
They look excellent. They're a strong team. They're the second strongest number one. And they lose just as often as the strongest number one, the third, or the fourth strongest number one.
Historically, in other words.
Historically. Remember, the games are played on the court. And because it's a single elimination tournament, one bad stretch of 10 minutes can be the difference between winning and losing. And this happens, it's the people, it's all about the human beings.
Yeah, and isn't that the charm of the thing too? Although, would you say that, this is what I say, tell me what you say about what I say, the 12-5, you should always have two 12s. What do you think of that?
It's a common lore that we always have the 12s beating the 5s, But the reality is the 11s are losing, are winning and beating the 6s more often in the last 13 tournaments. The 11s are actually pulling more upsets. They have a better record than the 11s. And the Illini are an 11 this year, so they're in a vulnerable line.
They're an 11. Yeah, but I mean, you're saying that the 11-6, you should pick the 11.
The 11-6 upset
right.
is actually more common than the 12-5 upset.
And Illinois is an 11 or a 6 this year?
Oh, excuse me. I made a mistake. They're a 6. So they are in a vulnerable line.
I see. Yeah, right. Okay. So, and I guess if I'm going backwards, when I'm going to come then to the opportunity to pick Illinois, I should avoid that. Similarly, I'm looking, just glancing at my bracket here, Missouri and Drake are an 11-6. If I'm coming backwards, I should not have Missouri populate my line, but find a way to get Drake in there, right?
Once again, if you like Drake, once you fill out your Final Four or your Elite Eight, fill in the teams based on whatever criteria. That's why our website has an AI simulator which does all this for you. So you don't even have to worry about it. And you can generate multiple brackets and say, oh, I like that Final Four that the bracket was generated for. I will use that one. So you choose the Final Four or you choose the Elite Eight, and then we'll do the rest.
Do you mathematically have any advice for picking teams based on, say, number of wins or strength of schedule? It's been my experience, and maybe the facts do not bear this out, but teams from maybe smaller schools or less impressive conferences who have a lot more wins, again, I'm looking at Drake at a 30-3 record, I think there's some value to a team that just figures out how to win and has an expectation to win, even if they're not playing the level of competition that Missouri has. So Missouri's got 11 losses, and they're heavily favored over Drake with only 3 losses. Well, I like Drake for an upset just because that's a team, that's a program that wins games. What do you make of that thought process?
Well, the competition is so critical. We've seen that with the Illini, where if they play a certain team, they will win by 20. If they play another team, they will lose by 20. So competition is critical. The record of itself isn't as critical. And remember, the selection committee, they made Drake an 11 and Missouri a 6. That's based on how they performed against the appropriate competition. As a single elimination tournament, it's not a matter of just winning or losing. It's who you're playing, and that will determine the outcomes. But we will see one or two of the 11s pulling out an upset, and that will not be a surprise. Now, which one it's going to be, I can't say right now.
Yeah, hey, Professor, which one is it going to be? But in general, if you're picking upsets, you like the 11-6 is better than the 12-5, and the 11-6, which mathematically wouldn't be as much of an upset as a 12-5. But would you suggest to me that I would have at least one 11 seed beating a 6 seed?
Once again, if we look at the last 13 tournaments, the 11 seeds have performed better than the 12 seeds as well as the 10 seeds. The 11 seed has been magic when it comes to March Madness.
Hmm. Okay, so the 11 seeds here are, if I just look at some of the other regions, where's the 11 here? Now, let me go over here. I'll find one. Here it is, VCO over BYU, and the other 11-6 is, Illinois is the 6, right? Yeah, we already talked about that, so we'll have to see. And Ole Miss is a 6, so maybe one of those guys will get bumped. Ole Miss is 22-11. Illinois is 21-12. You know, Illinois has the potential to win a lot of games. You would agree with that. You're a U of I guy.
They have the potential to lose some head-scratching games as well.
So at your website, then, I can go to, and I'll ask you for the website here in just a second, and then I can type in some choices or parameters, and your computer will generate the bracket for me. Is that correct?
Exactly. We make it so easy that you don't even have to know anything about AI or basketball, and we'll create a bracket for you that will be sensible.
Sensible schmensible. Any last then factors to consider this year, Doctor?
Well, this year, the parity in college basketball has been tremendous. A lot of this is due to the names, images, and likeness, the moving of the transfer portal, of how teams move around. It's going to be a bit of a Wild West. As I say, you know, the madness is always there, but it may be a little madder this year, so who knows what's going to happen.
Would you waste any money on anything higher than an 11 seed or 12 seed? Would you put down a 13 through 16 anywhere?
Once again, they do win. In fact, ironically, that in the last 13 years, the number 15 has won 7 times. In the previous 26 tournaments, they only won 4 times. 15s have been sneaky good, but they still are a long shot.
That's compelling. In the last 13 years, 7 times, more than half of the time, a 15 seed has won a game.
That's correct.
All right. What's the website for folks to go to, Dr. Sheldon Jacobson?
It's bracketodds.cs for computerscience.illinois.edu, and you can just Google the term bracket odds, and we come right up.
It's always nice to talk to you. I'm sure you're working on more important things for humanity than this, but I like your thought process, Doctor. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you. Enjoy the tournament.
Dr. Sheldon Jacobson is a professor in computer science at UI, University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. That's bracketodds.cs, as in computer science, .illinois.edu.